walking in His footsteps. Words from Jesus.
Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears Him and does what is right is acceptable to Him." Acts 10:34-35. My love, truth, and salvation are extended to all people. I call you as my followers to follow the example I left you during my earthly life. I walked among the people, experiencing all that they experienced, and I was moved with compassion for them. When I dwelt in the world, I walked the dusty roads. I had no earthly possessions to speak of. I was a stranger and a pilgrim. I was tested and tempted in the same ways as you are. I learned obedience through the things I suffered. I hungered and thirsted and was afflicted. I knew what it was to have a broken heart. I was despised and rejected of men. I was weak and weary and footsore. I was tempted in all points as you are. I know what it is to feel forsaken, lonely, weary, and destitute. As Pilate questioned me, while the crowds called for my death, I had compassion upon him and spoke to him of my heavenly kingdom. I gave my testimony to him that I had been born and came into the world for a purpose, to bear witness to the truth. He had the opportunity to know the truth. Even as I went around everywhere doing good, loving without partiality, and sharing words of life and truth with all those who crossed my path, so I have commissioned you. Walking in wisdom. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Colossians 4:5-6. I know what it feels like to be lied about and slandered. I know what it feels like to be challenged, threatened, and falsely accused. I know what it is like to be persecuted and scorned. You can learn from my example how to respond to challenges to your faith. When the elders of the synagogue would question me to attempt to trap me in my words, I often answered them with a question or with a parable. At times I ignored them and refused to engage in conversation with them. When one expert in the law questioned me about the greatest commandment, seeking to entrap me, he was unable to respond when I spoke of loving God and loving his neighbor as much as he loved himself as the greatest commandments. I have called my followers to not only love their neighbors, but even their enemies. Loving your enemies does not mean not being true to your faith and convictions, but it does mean that all that you do should be done in love. When I responded in love and wisdom to those who opposed me, the truth was made known and was a witness to all, regardless of whether they received it or rejected it. Walk in wisdom as you interact with people who are not in agreement with you, and treat others with tact and love so that your words will be a witness to them. My Spirit will empower you with wisdom to speak gracious words of life, hope, truth, and love. The essential. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, You are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Luke 10:42. During my time on earth, I often went up to the mountain to pray and commune with my Father. I dismissed the crowds and went away alone to pray and to be strengthened and renewed so that I could complete my earthly calling. I saw the goal ahead, and I knew that for the joy that was set before me, I would have to be prepared and empowered by my Father to endure the cross and despise the shame to fulfill my work for your redemption. I have called you to follow my example of spending time in prayer and in studying my word. I taught this to my disciples during my visit to Mary and Martha. During my visit, Mary stopped all that she was doing and sat at my feet, listening to my teachings. Meanwhile, her sister Martha was occupied rushing around and was distracted serving me and my disciples and ensuring that everything was in order. When Martha asked me if I did not mind that her sister was not helping her, I told her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things." She was encumbered with the many things of life and the work and service to others to the point that she was anxious and burdened. She sought to express her love for me through her service, but she had neglected the essential, sitting at my feet and resting in my presence. Mary had discovered the one thing that is needful, which would never be taken away from her, her relationship and communion with me. Martha did have the right idea about serving and caring for others and loving them, and that is an important part of your discipleship and is a witness to the world of my love. But the lesson I taught that day, which was a lesson for my disciples of all times, is that you must abide in me and my words must abide in you if you are to bear fruit for me. So abide in me and my love and make that your first priority, so that you can go forth and be a light to those around you and reach the world with my love. Setting priorities. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. You will often encounter throughout life that there is more to do than you are realistically able to do. There will always be something you aren't getting to, and there will always be more that you wish you could do. To avoid becoming stressed over the things you can't get to right away, the starting point is to ensure that you have your priorities straight, so that you are confident that you are focusing on the most important things, the things that will bear lasting fruit. A first step in determining your priorities is to come to me in prayer. Bring all your concerns and questions and worries to me, and ask me to lead and guide you. I have promised you my peace, a peace that is not like the peace of the world, or the peace of simply achieving your goals or checking things off your to-do list, but my peace that surpasses all understanding. When I walked the earth, there was always the press of the people and their very great needs, and yet I spent time in prayer, sometimes whole nights, seeking my Father's will and guidance. I took time with my disciples. I took time to share a meal with lost sinners seeking truth, and I spent time with the children. A talk with one woman at a well led to the salvation of a village, and with one tax collector led to the conversion of a disciple who authored one of the Gospels. When the pressure of all you need to do seems to be too much, come to me with all your burdens and lay them down before me, and I will give you rest, guidance, and peace you need for each day. Remember, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.